Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. When explorers left safe harbors for the unknown, they populated the ocean with fantastic monsters in the margins of their maps and charts. But these voyages of discovery began to fill in the unknown with lists of new species found in the watery deep. Indeed, until today, when that number exceeds 230,000, from microbes to large predators. Most of us are unaware of the extraordinary vitality to be found in the ocean depths. For example, of the 33 animal phyla that exist worldwide, 32 occur in the sea, 15 are exclusively marine, 5 nearly so, and only 1 occurs exclusively on land. According to a 2007 report by the World Watch Institute, quote, "The deep sea, averaging 3.2 kilometers in depth, comprises nearly all the ocean's extent except for the shallow continental shelves along shore. Despite its darkness, near freezing temperature, and scarce energetic supplies, it supports a surprisingly high diversity of life. About 50% of the deep floor is abyssal plain, mainly of mudflats, on which are superimposed trenches and other features that provide habitat for creatures ranging from sea stars, sponges, and jellyfish, to some 2,650 known species of bottom-dwelling deep-sea fish. Deep-sea sediments are home to an even higher diversity of small animals, including worms, mollusks, crustaceans, and tiny single-celled organisms. Estimates of the total number of undescribed species in the deep sea range from 500,000 to 10 million, unquote. For an excellent visualization of what we know about marine life, visit the World Ocean Observatory website, www.thew2o.net, and under the Physical Ocean, link to the Milstein Hall of Ocean Diversity at the American Museum of Natural History for an excellent and evocative portrait of our present knowledge. But the true question to be asked is not how much, but how little we know. To find some answers, 2,000 scientists from 80 countries are engaged in a vast inventory of ocean diversity. The Census of Marine Life, designed to apply new scientific methodology and innovative technology to create a comprehensive information system and penultimate baseline for the study of ocean life, past, present, and future. The project comprises a number of field projects in the Arctic and Antarctic, on the abyssal plain, in the deep water column, along the continental margins and nearshore areas, among pelagic fish, at the zooplankton and microbe levels, and in certain specific ecosystems where geography and access are conducive to more detailed examination. In the United States, the Gulf of Maine is an excellent example, one of 7 pilot studies around the world designed to gain comprehensive knowledge of a delimited area of biodiversity patterns and ecological processes over a range of localized habitat and species, from microscopic plankton to whales. The purpose of the study is to build a knowledge base that can be synthesized and used as a foundation for ecosystem-wide management of the specific area. Another effort is entitled Nagisa, after the Japanese word for the narrow coastal zone where land meets sea, the area that people know best and impact most. This project plans to complete a habitat-specific, qualitative survey of the world's ocean shores by employing a simple, cost-efficient, low-tech sampling protocol that can be adopted by many research groups in many countries with the intent of promoting local citizen involvement. The 2 target habitats are the rocky bottom algal and soft bottom seagrass communities, chosen for their global distribution, complexity, and poor state of current knowledge. Other projects address tracking and tagging. In the Pacific Ocean, a long array of listening points have been set along the west coast of North America, providing acoustic technology to track the movement of individual animals through implanted tags sending unique signals picked up by receivers on the ocean floor. In the Eastern Pacific, an international team of scientists has tagged individuals from 21 examples of marine predators to build a comprehensive profile of a single species behavior, an eye-view survey of each organism's world. What is the ultimate purpose of all this effort? Beyond the human compulsion to explore and to know, what does all this science serve? It is interesting to consider what comparable results have been derived from such scientific inquiry on land, what discoveries derived from our knowledge of the terrestrial environment have benefited human survival. Fertilizers? Antibiotics? Have we done right by what we know? We are still at the very beginning of our ocean voyage. Will we do right by what we learn? We will explore these issues and more on future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.